You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God. Now, today's guest speaker.
Well, welcome. So nice to see you at Unity of Tustin this morning, and I hope that you will enjoy your time together. And so let us ground this sacred space and these precious moments in prayer. Won't you join me? Beloved oneness, shepherd of our soul, we receive your goodness now that we may be an instrument of peace and create with you heaven on earth. We are grateful for this community that gives strength to our joint mission in love, in you. Amen. So we continue our summer journey on a closer walk with God. And today's talk title is An Exercise in Forgetting. In the book, A Course of Love, chapter 10, with the title of the same name, it refers to recognizing the meaninglessness that exists in our thoughts. Have you paid attention lately? Thinking about the past, thinking about the future. We're worrying. We're having conversations with people who aren't even there. On and on and on. I recall many years ago when I first started on my spiritual walk consciously, I was instructed to pay attention to my thoughts, and I was shocked. My self-talk was not very loving at all. They were so critical of me. You may not have had an experience like that, but if you pay attention to your thoughts, you might find that they'll surprise you too. At that time, I didn't even know I was on a spiritual path. I didn't know anything about paying attention to my thoughts. It was a completely new concept. And I was told that these were learned voices and unconscious attempts to control my life, circumstances, and situations to keep me safe. How insane. The first thing we are asked to do in A Course of Love is, as is possible within our daily life, forget as much of what you have learned as you are able. We have to clear the field for possibilities unimaginable. I would have never, ever, ever on that day imagined I'd be up here talking about that experience. Otherwise, we will continue to see through the small aperture of our own experience and through the limited physical vision. Our perceptions are distorted, and we have to be willing to accept this, at least as a possibility. We have to be willing to see differently. We can let go of the past of illusion and place it with the living truth in the present moment. We shift our reality. We accept whatever is happening in the present moment as a gift or as a lesson. And this takes great courage and strength, especially when what is happening is painful or unpleasant. Several years ago, I went to a breakfast meeting at the Inside Edge, an early morning breakfast meeting where they have motivational speakers. And it was held in Irvine at the time. I believe it's held in Newport Beach now. And so there were little cards on the table that morning inviting people to a talk at a nearby hotel. There wasn't a lot of information, but I felt very strongly that I should go. It was an evening talk, and I entered the room, and there were chairs and a table full of books and CDs, and a woman greeted me, and an elderly man was behind her, and he came up and introduced himself. He was the speaker, Lou Epstein, and he talked about letting yourself be loved. Now, what does letting yourself be loved have to do with our talk today? Well, the number one thing to forget is the need to place blame. Blame shuts down love. It's pervasive, very subtle, as you will see in the story that Lou told that evening, and I'm going to share with you this morning. Lou was a very successful businessman and had to travel out of town very often for several days at a time. One night, he arrived home very late. The flights were delayed, the traffic had been horrendous. He was in a foul mood. He was feeling sorry for himself, but he wasn't conscious of that. He just hoped that when he arrived, his wife would be up, give him a kiss, put the water on for some hot tea, and would sit and visit with him for a while so he could tell her about his miserable trip. When he arrived home, the place was dark except for a nightlight left for him. He went into the bedroom to take off his jacket and shoes, not being too quiet about it either. She didn't stir. He went into the kitchen to prepare his tea. Not too quiet there either. He banged the kettle in the sink and then on the stove and opened the fridge for a snack and let the cupboard slam. As he prepared to sit down, he dragged the chair out from the table. Get the picture? Suddenly, he said, something happened. He became aware of himself, his behavior. It was like something came over him. Here he was, angry, acting like a spoiled child. He was angry with the flight that got delayed. After all, he was tired and put a lot of hours in at work and being away from home. He was angry at the weather and the cab driver. He was angry at his wife. Why? He was blaming everything in the world for his anger. Right then and there, he got a tray out. Put the teapot, cream, sugar, two cups, a plate of his wife's favorite little cookies on it. He brought the tray into the bedroom and gently woke her up. He told her how much he missed her. They had the sweetest talk, and Lou was changed forever. His career changed too. He started giving motivational talks, and he and his wife gave seminars, particularly about relationships and marriage, about letting yourself be loved and how to let yourself be loving. His Let Yourself Be Loved message is included in a CD that Ram Dass and other spiritual leaders put together called Graceful Passages, A Companion for Living and Dying, Wisdom of the World, one that I bought there that evening, and one that I have played often for my hospice clients and even for my mother. The meditation we did earlier was from that CD. It all started when he let go of blaming. Anytime we assign responsibility for a perceived wrong or fault, we are blaming. It can be very subtle. When we are unhappy, if we ask ourselves why, often we are unhappy because of a failed expectation we placed on a person or persons, a situation, and blame is often hidden in there somewhere. Father Thomas Keating, in his book Divine Therapy, says, "We come into this world with a desire for security, affection, and control. We want to be safe. We want to be loved. And we want to control our circumstances and situations to ensure that we receive the security and affection we think we deserve." It never works. We never get enough. Or we're disappointed in the way it looks or feels. We blame this one or that one endlessly. These basic desires are universal and natural to our human experience. Yet they can run our life like an undercurrent or hidden program code in our life system until we begin to pay attention. The other side of the blame coin is acceptance. For Lou Ebstein, the realization was so powerful when he became aware of how his behavior not only stopped him from loving, but it stopped the flow of love to him as well. Can you see that? His wife may not have been asleep throughout his tirade. She just didn't want to take part of his temper tantrum. Have you ever had a situation like this, being either Lou or Lou's wife? He recognized his thoughts as separate and separating. They separated him from the love that he knew he was and from the love he knew was right there. Like paying attention to my thoughts and recognizing how unloving they were, I knew they were separate from my core. Like Lou, I didn't have a terminology to talk about this unloving voice at the time. Later, I learned about the Christ mind versus the ego mind. The voice of our Christ mind is gentle. The ego voice will not be gentle or full of love. Its voice will hold an unmistakable edge of fear. A Course of Love says our thoughts of ego mind will come as disguises to certainty. Thoughts of the Christ mind will hold a certainty that cannot be disguised. A Course of Love continues to tell us that uncertainty, like the rest of the ego's thought system, is learned. Our true self has no cause for uncertainty. With a little practice, we can identify the difference. This exercise of forgetting is sometimes called the practice of letting go. It is an ancient practice of dissolving the false self or the ego. Kenosis, Greek, meaning emptiness of one's will to be entirely receptive to God. We come to the time of ceasing to listen to that voice. Now, something helped me to move along this forgetting or letting go when I was finishing my licensed Unity teacher classes back at Unity Village. One of the classes I had to take was based on a book called The Eye of the Storm, Embracing Conflict, Creating Peace by Gary Simmons, a Unity minister, who taught this class with his wife, Jane Simmons, also a Unity minister. An aha moment for me occurred when they asked us to imagine the world for us was safe. It was for us, not against us. And to take a situation in our life past or present, and to look at it again, rewrite it with this new perspective. This simple statement and practice created a huge shift for me. It was life transforming. I realized I'd never thought of the world like this before. I no longer had to walk in a fearful world. This class was so important to me that I brought back the book, The Eye of the Storm for Teens, and presented it to our teen ministry teachers to add to their curriculum. Reverends Gary and Jane Simmons are co-founders, along with Rima Bonario, for the shadow work process called the Q Effect. Having Rima as our guest speaker on August 6th is a great gift, and I'm really looking forward to hearing her. Letting go, forgetting defenses. Letting go, forgetting fear. Letting go, forgetting the idea of harm, creates a field of receptivity. Think about this. We relax. Just check your body periodically. See where you're tensed up. We don't have to be in fight or flight. Prolonged exposure to perceived danger, creating fight or flight response within us, is one of the greatest causes of stress and dis-ease. Rather, we open to the mystery of our life. Each morning, we wake up and we open our eyes. We let the light in to the mystery held in what we know of as day. We have no idea what's ahead of us, no matter how many plans or appointments we may have made. Waking up or bringing in the light, enlightenment, is accepting incomprehensible unknowing, mystery. We accept whatever is arising. This acceptance is a surrender to what is. We stop all resistance to an imagined enemy. We wake up like a child having a bad dream. Rather, we become aware of the emerging invisible integrating with the visible. We begin to see, quote unquote, between the lines. This is where truth is and our intuition arises. It is where peace begins and never ends. Practice the exercise of forgetting. Listen to the voice that is gentle, full of love. It is your Christed thought system of unity, your only true thought system. You hear that? It's your only true thought system. And you won't want anything less.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the Donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.